In this bulletin, the Prime Minister defends big changes to the country's COVID-19 border rules. Southern Tasmania to enter a snap lockdown. And in sport, cricket captain Tim Payne hopeful a young batting star can overcome his latest injury setback. This is SBS News. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. Prime Minister has defended the decision by New South Wales to allow international travellers in, denying it goes against the national reopening plan. From November 1, fully vaccinated international arrivals will no longer need to isolate when arriving in the state. With other states yet to reach the required vaccination milestone to allow overseas travellers to return under the plan, Scott Morrison denies the decision has been rushed.
Well, we're not opening up to everyone coming back to Australia at the moment. I want to be clear about that. We're going to take this forward in a staged and careful way, as we've done all of these things. It's for the Commonwealth Government, the Federal Government, to decide when the border opens and shuts at an international level, and we will do that. In the first instance, it'll be for Australians, Australian residents and their families. We'll see how that goes, and then we'll move to the other priorities.
Permanent residents and citizens will also be able to leave Australia. New South Wales becomes the first state in the country to announce it will open up to international travellers and ease quarantine rules. Southern Tasmania will enter a snap 3-day lockdown at 6 p.m. over growing concerns about the movements of a COVID-positive man who breached a hotel quarantine. The man had travelled from New South Wales via Victoria, and authorities say he's not been cooperative and failed to disclose important information. Premier Peter Gutwin says a primary contact of the man had also breached quarantine and been apprehended.
We can't continue to wait another 2 days to find out more about what's been going on. Now, prior to reaching our vaccination goals and in readiness to open our borders before Christmas, we simply cannot afford for an outbreak to occur and to put the health and safety of Tasmanians, and especially the health and safety of vulnerable Tasmanians, at risk whilst we get our vaccination rates up. We're at a crucial stage of the vaccination rollout.
The federal opposition leader is standing by Labour MP Anthony Byrne after he admitted to branch stacking and misusing Commonwealth-funded staff at a corruption hearing in Victoria. Mr Byrne has resigned from a powerful parliamentary security committee in the wake of the revelations, but remains on the opposition backbench. Anthony Albanese says it's important for the Victorian Corruption Commission's processes to take their course before any more action is taken against Mr Byrne.
I note that the head of IBAC, the commissioner, made comments about Anthony Byrne's evidence on when it was concluded, saying that he thanked him for the honesty of his evidence in coming forward. He's put his hand up and said this is a wrong practice and it needs to be weeded out, and indeed it does.
Mr Albanese says politics needs to be cleaned up, and that's why Labour supports the establishment of a Federal Corruption Commission. The final report into whether Crown Casino should keep its gambling licence has been handed to the Victorian Government. The findings will be considered over the next fortnight before being publicly released. Former Federal Court Judge Ray Finkelstein QC has spent months examining whether the James Packer-backed casino is fit to operate in the state. It followed a damning New South Wales inquiry that found Crown unsuitable to run its newly built Sydney casino. To sport and in cricket, Australian captain Tim Payne says he's shattered by the news of star batsman Will Pukowski's latest setback. The 23-year-old is recovering from his 10th concussion of his career after being hit in the head while training for Victoria this week. Payne's spoken with the player and believes his latest head knock may not be as bad as previous ones. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 25 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy, 17. Melbourne, showers, 16. Hobart, showers, 2, 14. Canberra, a shower or 2, 16. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, partly cloudy as well, 25. Brisbane, sunny, 28. Cairns, possible shower, 32. Darwin, possible shower or storm, 35 degrees. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.